I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30. And right now, boy, look at this. We've dropped into the 60s. It's 69 downtown.
A few slowdowns on city streets, but freeways holding up really well. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The June heat wave, day six.
People are trying to cool off in the mountains or lakes, but it's becoming a deadly summer with more tragedies to report this morning. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage, the June heat wave. Mary?
Tim, we've learned a teenager died after drowning at Deer Creek Reservoir. The 17-year-old boy was on the lake with family and friends. We're told just before 5 last night the teen went under the water. His sister tried to grab him but was unable to help, and that boy did not resurface. Rescue crews recovered his body in the evening. Then a Sandy man was hiking in Big Cottonwood Canyon when he slipped and fell 400 feet, hit his head, and died. He was an experienced hiker, but this was just a tragic accident. And then also yesterday, a woman from Sandy was riding an ATV in Idaho when authorities say she failed to negotiate a turn and she was thrown off and killed. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A search is underway in North Carolina after a group of people tubing down a river went over a dam.
The tubes were all tied together, but at one point, several of the tubes came apart and floated over the dam.
A pretty steep drop from the river over the dam. And it's dangerous, and we believe that that's what happened.
Lieutenant Kevin Southard of the Rockingham Sheriff's Department.
Tubing down the river is a regular activity here, but people are discouraged from going near the dam just because it is a dangerous area.
Four were rescued and brought to an area hospital. Todd Ant, ABC News.
Kristen Van Dyke trying to answer a tough question today. When will this heat wave end?
The heat just will not get out of here. We have another hot day with a high near 100 this afternoon. We will see deteriorating air quality with more smoke moving in for the afternoon as well. There's a chance for some scattered storms out over the West Desert late in the day as some of those could move towards the Wasatch Front. That could mean blowing dust and a slight chance for storms this evening.
Temperatures stay in the 90s next week, with the lowest temperature coming on Monday when we look for a high of 92. KSL's top national stories now. Vaccines are doing their job as cases and deaths have plummeted in most U.S. states. ABC's Mark Remillard reports.
The CDC says 64.7% of Americans have received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose. White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients says data show the vaccines are working.
As a result of our success vaccinating Americans, cases and deaths are down more than 90% since the president took office on January 20th.
He says Americans who have not yet been vaccinated should do so to further stop the spread and avoid new variants. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The CDC continues to study cases of heart inflammation among young vaccinated people and will meet to discuss findings next week.
Even though it's very important that these cases are thoroughly reviewed so we can get the best guidance, it is still safer to get the vaccine than to actually go out and get COVID, which we know can cause heart inflammation or worse.
Dr. Alok Patel reporting. Former Utah Jazz legend John Stockton getting some attention on social media this morning after appearing in what is being described as a series of anti-vaccine videos dealing with COVID-19. Here's Stock's part in the online trailer that's been released.
This isn't a virus cheating us of this opportunities. It's the guys making decisions saying, no, we're too scared. We're going to shut everything down. Sit in your house and be careful. My kids and my grandkids hearing these things and accepting them as truth. And when I know by my significant amount of research that it isn't, and it's very frustrating.
The website featuring the video says it is a 9-part documentary and will discuss masks, vaccines, and the risk of dying from COVID.
The Jazz and Clippers semifinals.
Well, the Jazz back in action tonight, trying to stay alive in their second round of the playoffs against the Clippers. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson now has an update.
That's right, Tim. We are waiting this morning right now, in fact, for an update from the team about whether or not guard Mike Conley and Donovan Mitchell will play. Both are still questionable, but if they don't, some believe it may be the end of the road for the Jazz after dropping the last three of the seven-game series. Mitchell was key in the two consecutive wins over the Clippers. The Jazz led until the second half of Game 5 before a third straight loss in the series. The Jazz missed 17 consecutive threes in Wednesday's loss, shooting 3-for-24 from beyond the arc in the second half. Game 6 is tonight at 8 from Staples Center. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.